is a presentation of The Jeremy Show.
Coming up on The Jeremy Show.
What happened? Hey, you know what? I think I could use some donuts right now. How about you?
Sean, hey!
Hi!
Who are you guys?
I am your father.
Dun, dun, dun.
I knew it.
You're listening to a special edition of The Jeremy Show, episode number 17.
It's the Jeremy Show.
Broadcasting from Jeremy Pelton's house in Melissa's, Kansas, USA. It's The Jeremy Show.
That was all bad.
And now, here is your host, Jeremy and Jeremy. So how was that?
Well,
Come on. You can tell me. Just be honest. What do you think?
Well, announcer Bob, honestly, it was the worst I've heard you do it.
What?
Yeah, well, you just didn't have the feeling that you usually do.
What's that supposed to mean?
I just need more.
More what?
More.
No, I don't know. More what?
Bob, there's some things in life that you should just know, and this is one of them. I just need more.
You know, kid, if you were one of Jeremy's friends, I would give you a piece of my fist.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yeah.
It's just because you don't know.
You don't know.
Jeremy Show. Hey, guys.
What?
What's going on?
Squeaky Kid hurt my feelings.
Dang it, Squeaky Kid. Leave him alone. I'm not going to tell you again. How are you, announcer Bob? You feel all right?
Actually, I feel much better now.
Come on, let's go get ready for the show. It's only about 10 minutes till we're going to start actually recording. Yeah, it's okay.
Squeaky Kid Log, number 867-5309. I've just been hit in the face by Jeremy Pelton. I'm starting to not like him. Anyway, today I'll be taking a recorded account of everything that goes on in preparation for the Jeremy Show, in hopes of making it into the next episode. Wouldn't that be cool? Jeremy Show, special edition, behind the scenes, the Squeaky Kid story. I'll show those Jeremys. I'd make a better announcer than announcer Bob, no matter what it takes.
Yo, Squeaky Kid.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go get Jeremy Lane. Uh-huh. Can you get things put together in a studio here for me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you better, thanks.
Okay. With Jeremy Pelton being gone, it'll be easier to distract announcer Bob so that I can be the announcer for this week's show. He wants me to set up the studio, but I'm going to do oh so much more than that.
Hi, Squeaky Kid.
Oh, hey, you? Sorry, I forgot your name.
That's okay. I'm mainly just known as the guy that says, "The following is a presentation of The Jeremy Show."
Oh, that's pretty cool. What else do you do?
Well, right now I'm looking for Jeremy Pelton, so that way we can do the thing that I just talked about.
Oh, well, Jeremy went to go get Jeremy Lane. Can I do anything for you?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I think I could use some donuts right now. How about you?
Donuts? Great.
Why don't you go get us some?
Great. I think I will. Thanks, Squeaky Kid.
Note to self. When I become the manager of the Jeremy Show, fire that guy. Okay. Thanks. Whoa.
My toe.
Now it's a Bob. Ow. What happened? Are you okay? Oh, this is horrible. Announcer Bob, what happened?
I stubbed my toe. Can I hit you to make me feel better?
What? Ow!
So anyway, I'm standing in line for Walmart, and this lady's taking forever to write this check. So I walk up to her, and I say, "You better get your..." Oh, hey, announcer Bob, Squeaky Kid, what's going on?
Yeah, so anyway, I'm gonna need some donuts, a couple glasses of milk, and a very large rubber band.
What's a rubber band for?
Hey, did I say you could ask questions?
Well, no, but...
Then get on with it.
Yeah, Squeaky Kid, you better do it now.
Fine.
Yeah, don't be too quick over there now.
And while you're at it, go to the green room and see if our guests are ready.
Okay. Right now, I'm on my way to the green room. That's where the guests go before they enter the studio. I'm not really sure who the guests are this time, but I'm sure they will be interesting since this is the Jeremy Show. Whoa. Are you guys the guests?
You know what?
Hey, who are you?
Shut
hey! Hide!
Who are you guys?
I am your father.
Okay, aren't you Jeremy Pelton's little brother?
No.
You're not?
I'm my own brother.
That's stupid. Are you Jeremy Lane's little brother?
Maybe.
Oh, so what are you guys thinking about being on the Jeremy Show? Fun.
Sure, Bob, sure.
Sure, Bob, sure. Okay. Well, hey, what do you guys think of announcer Bob?
He's great. Like I said, Sir Bob, sir.
What? But you don't like him, do you?
He's kind of nice.
He's awesome!
No, you don't like announcer Bob. He's weird. You shouldn't like him.
Okay. I don't like him. He's fat, he smells, and he's ugly.
Oh, that's more like it.
He's like his mom. If people saw him in yellow, they'd think he was a school bus.
Oh, my. I love you, kid. You're cool. Okay, so you guys, they're kind of ready for you in the room now.
Okay.
Be off this.
Sure, Bob, sure.
I'm not going to lie. Those are some of the most immature guests that we've ever had on this show.
I'll kill you now.
Hi, I'm Kyle Smith from New Jersey for this important weird news update. Our top story for today, Dutch troops helping earthquake survivors in Pakistan have complained that while they are subject to an alcohol ban, Spanish and British troops laugh at them because their army fails to turn up drunk at their campfire. Yesterday, a Canadian credit card holder is repaying his bills in pennies to maximize the collector's inconvenience, which is upsetting the bank he belongs to. In Arkansas, a car crashed through the front of a grocery store and hit six aisles and the deli counter, but amazingly missed all 75 people who were in the store at the time. Thank you for listening. Now back to the Jeremys.
Okay, guys, I'm back with a rubber band and two glasses of milk.
You were supposed to get donuts.
Kid, where's my frickin' donuts? And I better get an answer within the next 5 seconds or I'm getting Gollum out of his cage.
Oh, well, the donuts, you see,
Anybody feeling some donuts?
Yeah!
Actually, Jeremy, we really don't have time for donuts right now.
Aw, man!
Yeah, we kinda have to do the show.
Well, maybe I don't want to. Did you ever think of that? You don't know!
You won't hit Pelton. You won't.
Oh, I will.
By the way, Gollum's cage is empty.
Oh my gosh! You guys better all get out of here now! Go! What about you, announcer Bob? Aren't you gonna leave? Aren't you scared of Gollum? The evil Gollum?
No, not really. I'm bigger than him anyway.
Oh. Well then, here!
Oh!
Squeaky Kid Log, number 281-330-8004. I've just knocked out announcer Bob. He is now lying on the floor, with a very large puddle of drool coming out of his mouth. This brings about the prime opportunity to...
My precious, where is my precious? I need my precious.
Gollum! What do you want?
My precious!
Okay, just hold on a second. I'll get you your precious, but first I need...
There he is.
Let's get him!
Get him!
What are you doing? Get off me!
Okay, who let Gollum out of his cage?
I didn't.
Hey guys, what's up?
Bob, did you let Gollum out of his cage?
Me?
Why would I do such a thing?
It's just like you.
Well, what about the kid here? How do we know it wasn't him?
Well, I don't know. Did you, kid?
No, I would never do such a thing.
But how do we know?
Why don't you just ask Gollum?
Oh yeah, Gollum, who let you out of your cage?
My precious.
It had to be
no,
the kid.
No, kid, the evidence is the only
one that's right up for him.
I took him on a shelf in the room. Could have been over there somewhere in a
room. Yeah, that's right.
I guess you're going to have to lift some weights right now. I could be a buff, Gollum. Is the world ready for me to be buff? Is my precious ready for me to be buff?
Well, if it wasn't any of us, who could it be?
It was me.
Dun, no! Dun, dun.
Stop.
I knew it.
Aha! Try to incriminate me, will ya? Well, I've got a few.
Oh, by the way, here's your donuts.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, what's the idea of all this? You try to make it look like I let him out, huh?
No.
Yeah, kid, I hate to bust your little party here, but we have a show to do.
Yes, sir, goodbye.
Wait. I've been trying and trying to get you guys to let me be the announcer for the show, but I'm too scared to ask you directly.
Just do it.
Can I be the announcer for the show?
No.
Yeah! I get to retain my title as Announcer Bob! Yeah!
Come on, guys. We have a show to do.
Later, losers.
Squeaky Kid Log. Number 2. I've just been turned down by the Jeremys, and I...
What is that?
Golem! Get away! Stop it! Give me back! Golem!
Get away!
Just make sure you don't hit the off...
You can listen to The Jeremy Show every weekend at jeremyshow.net. Have any comments on the show? Then email us at comments@jeremyshow.net. Or you can post in our forums and talk with fellow listeners. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next weekend.